Thank you, woman of God, for your seed of 4560, Sister Evelyn. Know that God is lifting thee up. He's bringing thee forth. He's bringing thee out. And you're going to see that this is a season where the Lord will say unto thee that I'm going to do something surrounding real estate. For the Lord says, you won't be homeless, but I'll prepare thee. Now the Lord will say unto thee, woman of God, that this is a season where the Lord will say unto thee that guard your heart, guard your mind. Someone is manipulative, trying to take advantage of you. And if you feel uncertain, use wisdom, use wisdom, use wisdom. Because this person that I'm sensing is quite creative and innovative, but they are a wolf in sheep's clothing. For the Lord says, this is a season where you will reap financial returns if you apply them to the principles of the kingdom, if you apply them in business areas. Now, the Lord says people are acting strange. Close relationships, ones that you love from the depths of your heart, are acting strange. God says don't force. God says that you ought to say to them, if this is your choice and this is what you want to do, then you go ahead and do that. I'm standing for love. I'm standing for commitment. I'm taking a stand for our relationship. I cannot stop you. I love you despite your choices. But God says, don't let their molds, don't let their behavior disturb you. You must stand, because they're trying to pull your strings and make you feel guilty and make you feel like you're the reason and you're the cause. God says, that is not of me, my daughter. That is not of me. Guard your heart and stand. Don't let them see you wounded. Don't let them see you cry. You cry if you must, but not in their face. For you must, for the Lord says you must guard your heart and show them what you want them to see and not what you don't want them to see. So what the Lord is saying, stand, move in unconditional love, and give them their space if this is what they want. But God says, if it is of me, it will stand. And if it is not of me, it would fall to the wayside. And yea, if it does, God says, I have so much more that I desire to give unto thee. Let no one manipulate or try to control you or turn you into a footstool, or turn you into a stepping stone, turn you into a mat where they can step on you, like something that they step on the floor. The Lord says, not so, for that season is over. For this is a season where the Lord says, I'm going to remove the fears. Yes, the fears have been coming, the fears, the fears, the fears. God says, don't let it affect your health. And you've been dealing with this for the past several months. God says, you must confront the fear and master it. Well, how am I going to do that? Oh, the great fear that I see around you. If you allow this fear to have its place in thee, it will affect your health. It will affect your heart. It will affect your digestive system, even around the breast area. The Lord says, turn fear into faith. And as you do that, you will rise to the top. The Lord says, I have not brought you this far, my daughter, that I would leave thee. I will save thee. I will cover thee. I will make sure that your bonds are forever full. You'll lack nothing if you move in faith and trust me. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Evelyn. Sister Evelyn, I hear the word of the Lord saying new energy, new strength. I'm hearing God says that he's doing a healing in your body. God says for you to go out, exercise, take in the freshness. Just enjoy. Enjoy being on the outside. God says that he's relieving or removing some stress and some worries. God says for you to let go, let God. And I'm hearing God say that it's going to be like a brightness. It's going to be so much joy that's going to come forth. And I'm hearing God says for you to do something new, something that you have not done before. But God says that he's paving the way for you. Mm-hmm. I don't know what this is about employment. But there's something about employment. I'm hearing that says something about advancement, and that is the word of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, woman of God, Sister Evelyn. I so agree with Elder Irma. If I heard Father God said this is the season that what you thought had been overlooked, God says not so. God says this is the season where he's going to cause some things to be expedited just because of you. God says tears may endure for a night, yet joy comes in the morning. Father God says this is the season to embrace your joy. I do hear Father God saying get the medical physical, for Father God says he's doing something in your body in this season. And Father God says this is the season. Write your ideas down. God says don't share your ideas with everyone in this season, yet make sure that you're writing them down and you're making them plain, because Father God says he's going to cause you to walk them out. And I do hear Father God says favor concerning a new vehicle, and that is the word of the Lord.
Well, I pray that you have been blessed by the word of the Lord, and I want to thank you once again for the miracle seed. I want you to begin to know that you are setting yourself up for a breakthrough, and you're opening up doors of opportunities. Your commitment, your obedience is going to be the thing that's going to cause you to prosper. And you're going to begin to see that the Lord says you might reconcile with an estranged friend in the months ahead. And you're going to find that this person might take steps to get back into your life. And if you feel that this person has been a blessing to you, then turn over a new leaf. But if not, let them go and end it. You're going to begin to see that there shall be an awesome move of the Spirit in this hour. For the Lord said, if you've been experiencing any pains in your body, take care of them right away. I touch thy head, I touch thy body. And you're going to begin to see that the Lord says unto thee that I shall lead thee and I shall guide thee. For the Lord says, be sure to take your vitamins and your herbs and things of that nature to strengthen your body. For the Lord says unto thee that I send forth individuals that shall bless thee and that shall lead thee and they shall guide thee. Get ready, because you're going to make new connections that is going to be real blessing in your life. And you're going to see that your real purpose is about to unfold. Now I want you to begin to move in faith and get a miracle seed in the ground of 55:11. According to Isaiah 55, get your seed in the ground by calling the ministry or going directly to the website. God bless you. Peace and many blessings.